Welcome to the Jesus Week Movement Radio broadcast, where faith meets action and transformation begins. Every week, we take you inside the heart of city-reaching movements, breaking down the strategies that unite churches, mobilize leaders, and bring the gospel to the streets. We have a very exciting show for you today. I'm David Bidell, co-host of the Jesus Week radio broadcast. For some of you who know a little bit about our movement, the dream scene is to mobilize 10 to 15 churches in every zip code to work together to just love on every single household in that zip code and eventually entire cities so that there would be no sheep without a shepherd in our cities. You know, Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. He said, look at these people that are helpless and harassed like sheep without a shepherd. And we feel his heart to build cities where there are no sheep without a shepherd. And we also use a strategy really from Acts 1:8, which says that we're to be witnesses filled with the glory of God. We are to be witnesses bringing good news, the good news of the gospel to our Jerusalems, our Judeas, our Samarias, and to the ends of the earth. And so we just contextualize that for our city to say, what if these 10 to 15 churches work together in every zip code to start to really love and care well for their Jerusalems by every church adopting anywhere from 100 to 2,000 homes around their church facility? What if those 12 to 15 churches in those zip codes started to adopt the 3 or 4 local schools or even one local school in that zip code and really love well on it? What if the coalitions of churches and cities started to look at the Samarias and in New York City, the public housing communities are really the places of great multi-generational devastation, great extraordinary injustice that really need the people of God to come alongside to lift them up and reveal Jesus. And then also for the ends of the earth, we say, hey, New York City, we have 800 ethnic groups. What if all the churches started to work together to identify who is the unreached people group in my zip code or in my census block, in my community district? Let me do my part to reach the Albanians or the Sri Lankans that live near me. In that way, we will saturate entire cities with the knowledge and the love of Jesus as the waters cover the seas. So that's the work we do. But as we've been doing this for about eight years now, we're seeing churches take on neighborhoods, take on schools, take on public housing communities and ethnic groups. But when they do that, they run into challenges that are way over their head. They start to connect with families in crisis that they're saying, I don't know how to handle this. And I just want to praise God, because God always builds things before we're ready for them. And he built something called the Care Portal that we didn't even know about. It came into our laps about 2 years ago that has been a game changer for how we can now love, really deeply love and care for families in crisis beyond the norm, crisis that none of our churches really can handle alone. So I just want to put this out there, and then I'm going to pitch it to our phenomenal guests, Mark Atkinson and Melissa Page. But on Staten Island alone, we have served over 567 children, provided over $200,000 in economic impact care for these children over the last 2 years through the Care Portal Network. Only 12 to 15 churches are actually on board that are pitching in to make sure that the care is provided and the care is delivered to these families in crisis. And I want to tell you, it has changed the landscape of Staten Island. It has changed the reputation of the church in Staten Island. It has opened doors in every way for every single political leadership sector, from the marketplace leaders, the political leaders, and the school leaders, to say, the Church of Staten Island is the most extraordinary, loving community, and we are just overjoyed to see this rolling out in our city. And I'm just sharing Staten Island statistics. So, Mark, I would love for you to share with us what's going on across. You're the regional leader for Care Portal, but I want to see every single pastor that cares about the Lord at all, even if they care about Jesus 1 inch and they care about the neighborhood 1 inch. Mm-hmm. We want to see them sign up for Care Portal because it's changing everything in our city. Mark, please share a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. And so across the city, we've seen over $500,000 in economic impact from the local church caring for the most vulnerable families and kids in our neighborhoods. And we've seen over 1,700 kids be served across the city. And we can only really praise God and thank the church for what they've been doing to show up. And so the natural question next would then be, what is Care Portal, right? What is Care Portal and how does it work, right? And so what Care Portal is it's a connecting technology that drives action for kids and families in crisis. And so I'm going to boil that down really easily for you. One of the things that we've come across and that I've come across in my career as a former educator is that I've just found out that there is a commonality between people who are going into prison, between people who are being human trafficked, and also between people who are currently in poverty or homeless. There's a commonality there. And that commonality is that over 70% of them have been in touch with the foster care system in some way, shape, or form. And now, usually when we bring up the foster care system, people say, well, I can't foster. I can't bring kids into my house. And that's why Care Portal is a good example of a way to engage. Because with Care Portal, all we're really asking you to do is, can you just meet a tangible need of your neighbor, right? And so there are child welfare agencies and nonprofits and pregnancy resource centers that enter requests into this online connecting platform. And when they enter these requests for families that are at risk of losing their kids to the foster care system, churches who see these requests in the Care Portal can actually raise their hand in the system and say, we don't want to see that child ripped away from their family. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see that vulnerable family in our five blocks from our church suffer. So we're going to stand in the gap and help them by getting uniforms or backpacks or groceries or even a bed. Yeah. And the church then gets to show up and meet the need. So in short, that's how Care Portal works.
That's fantastic. And Melissa, you have been just an extraordinary ambassador for Care Portal and also the organization you lead in the metro area, Promise 686, that has been not only helping to save children from the precipice of falling into some of the horrors of being pulled out of your home and thrown into the system. Some of the greatest nightmares that adults will share is their time when they were ripped away from their families and thrown into the system. You've not only been able to help them to from falling off the precipice, but also to bring a level of flourishing into families. So Melissa, share a little bit about how you and Care Portal, Promise 686 and Care Portal, work in tandem in our city, and we can see that happen throughout the five boroughs.
So when the church goes to a family to make a delivery from the Care Portal need that's put in, they step up and they say, we're going to meet this need. We're going to provide a bed. They go to deliver that bed or groceries, and they see that there's so much more. And many churches say, hey, we don't want to just meet this one need. What else can we do? Amen. Well, that's where Promise can step in, and we'll equip the church to build a team around that family and walk along beside that church, not just hand it off to them and say, okay, now go do it. We're there with them for the long haul. And walk along beside that family and keep those children in that safe, stable environment, because there's more than just mom and dad or grandma or foster parents or adoptive parents trying to handle it all on their own. They have a whole team, a church surrounding them and loving on them and building relationship with them.
And I've seen this work in real time. We had a family that went through an unbelievable, sorrowful loss of their child and sent the family into a tailspin of depression. And we have come alongside them for years. You've been visiting, Valerie's been visiting, Powerhouse Center Church came alongside this family, but they were on the edge of just falling off the map into despair and devastation. But then this family was going through a really difficult time. There were three children and then a grandmother they were caring for. But then she found out that three of her nieces were being abused, being sexually abused. And I met these little precious ones. Did you ever meet them? They're just as beautiful as you can imagine.
Yeah,
and I couldn't even, it was hard for me to just even be there in their presence to imagine this unthinkable evil of that. But there they are, this whole family together now in this home. And I got a call from the mom, a frantic call, Pastor Dave, my refrigerator just went out. I just put in $700 in groceries and the refrigerator, I had to throw away all my food and my fridge is bad. If ACS comes and they find no food in my fridge, they are going to take all my kids away. And that's a legal reality. They're going to take all my kids away. And so what did we do? Immediately, we put it up in Care Portal. Before the day was done, we had a refrigerator in that house. And then I think the next day, you brought
$900
in gift cards.
In gift cards for groceries.
And then after that, you saw that their beds were falling apart. And I think it was $2,000 were provided for bunk beds.
Yes.
This, because there's six kids and a grandma in a hospital bed. It's a challenging situation. But that was a rescue.
Well, and that's not all that's happened for that family. Now there is a team surrounding that family, serving them. They took the girls to ice skating one day. They took them bowling another day. They drop off a meal every Wednesday night, a hot meal to the family. They dropped off Valentine baskets for each of them. So this team is just loving on them. And the girls, even from seeing from the meet and greet, when the team met the family, the girls were angry. They didn't want to go. They were an hour late. By the time they left, they were excited and happy and talking about all the things they like, talking about their schools, and excited to go to do more with this team. And so this team has really changed their lives because there's a joy that wasn't there.
And I've seen that family come alive again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've seen it. A family was about to drown, and the people of God from multiple places lifted up that family. And I want to speak right now to the pastors and church leaders and members of churches out there who read the newspaper and say, I wish I could help, but you don't know how. As soon as you sign up for Care Portal, you are engaged in all the stuff that goes on the ground. Maybe you don't live anywhere close to any of these families in crisis, but as soon as you sign up for this, you could be living in Long Island and you're like, I don't see any of this in my area over here. But as soon as you sign up, you'll get the real time on the street, on the ground intel from local churches that are doing it, that are there. And so when you help that family, not only you're going to rescue them from crisis, but you're going to connect them to a local caring church that's part of the Jesus Week Network and beyond that are really in there to bring hope and healing. So I've been telling everybody in my city, I've been telling the borough president and the head of the Staten Island Economic Development Council, I said, we are 1 inch away from ending horrific poverty on the North Shore of Staten Island. And I believe we're 1 foot away from ending it in New York City. Mm. That if only 12 to 15 churches in Staten Island could care for 567 kids in these deep dive ways, then if we had 1,000 or 800 churches even on board in Care Portal and other, other altruistic and philanthropic companies and individuals that say, I'll help. I always wanted to see if there was a real time in the trenches, straight, direct thing that I could buy a bunk bed for a family that really needs it. I could find out that there are 8 kids in a home that have no winter coats and click a button and get an immediate tax receipt. Mm-hmm. So it's an immediate tax return receipt, but know that I'm helping a family in crisis. We can change the narrative of our city and the drivers. You know, I know a lot of you have been very upset seeing the violence in your newspapers and the articles lately. The violence in the cities. We're in a time of crisis right now in our cities, and you can help because deep poverty and illiteracy are the two great drivers of violence, of teen violence. And when we can end deep poverty, and in some of our other shows, you'll see how we're working to end illiteracy in New York City. So you can be a part of it. You can end deep, horrific poverty by being a part of the Care Portal Network. So, Mark, could you share a little bit more about how they can get on board?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the ways that you can get on board is by going to careportal.org. And when you go to careportal.org, just click the tab that says Meet Needs, that you want to sign your church up, you want to sign your organization up to Meet Needs. And when you do that, it'll give you an enrollment form where you just put in some preliminary information, and then a team from Care Portal will actually reach out to you to get you fully onboarded and ready to go to meet the needs of the most vulnerable in your family right where you are. And in your family and in your neighborhood, right where you are.
And I need to say that 2 weeks ago, we trained all of the school social workers and parent teacher coordinators on Staten Island, on the schools in Staten Island. Every single one was trained to upload. They didn't press on meet need, but to upload needs. Mm-hmm. So they were trained to upload needs, because sometimes the schools are don't know what to do with families in crisis, and they look. You know, just deer in the headlights, how do I help? But now they know they can upload it to Care Portal, and they'll get help, and they'll get wraparound support from local loving churches and people.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting opportunity that we have to express the beauty of Jesus. You know, and I love the way the Care Portal allows the entire body of Christ to be a part of this movement to shine his light in dark places.
Amen. Yeah, one of the things you've been calling this is a continuum of care, right? It's a full, complete, comprehensive wraparound support for some of our most vulnerable families. And we've seen incredible partnership between Care Portal and Promise 686 to really care for some of these families that need it the most. And so we want to thank you. We want to thank the Jesus Week Network as well for all you have been doing to engage churches all over the New York metro area to say, listen, we have a part to play in making sure that no child is in abject poverty.
Amen.
That doesn't have to happen.
It doesn't have to happen.
And you were saying there's a day coming where it doesn't have to be the thing that is going on in our neighborhoods anymore.
Yeah.
And so these are tangible, practical, simple ways. Doesn't mean it's easy, but simple ways to engage and make sure that we say, not our kids and not our neighborhoods.
Please, if you're listening, careportal.org. It's pretty simple. Careportal.org, and sign up as somebody who says, what?
They want to meet needs.
Meet needs. Just click on the meet needs button and be part of the team, and then join the whole network, and then we'll connect you with Melissa. It's a 1-2 punch that we do from Care Portal to Promise 686, where Melissa will come and train your families to care for those needs. But Melissa, I'd love for you to share a story. There's one family that we've all fallen in love with that you've been serving for almost 2 years now, where the mother was in 52 foster care homes, I believe, as up until she was 19, 20 years old. Can you share a little bit about that situation?
She was in 55 foster homes.
55.
And was back and forth from foster care back home to her father. Her parents passed away when she was young. Her mother did. And then she has 5 children and is pregnant with another child. And these kids, ACS has been involved continuously in their lives. Mm. And we've just been able to, actually right now, 2 of the children are being tutored as we speak because they're on winter break. And one of our team members that's serving that family has picked up the boys to tutor them today so they can get some extra help with schoolwork. But these children would be in foster care if it had not been for a team stepping up and serving this family. And mom is learning how to be a mother from people who have been mothers. She didn't have a mother. So we're able to give her that, to give her what she never had, and just love on that family and love on those children. And one of the teachers, we were at the school for an award ceremony, and one of the teachers asked who we were, and we told them. And she said, this child is a different child than we've ever seen. This year has been unbelievable. It's like everything in him has changed. And he's interested in school, and he's kind, and he's compassionate of other students. And before this, he was wanting to join a gang. And he's young. So it's changed his life. And this isn't the only family. There's a lot of families that are being served, but there's also a lot of families that need to be served. And they need these teams to bring that relationship and love that some of these families have never had.
We used to be able to identify the young people in our community. I served across the street from a very violent public housing community. And we would talk as our staff, and we would identify the kids that have the least love in their home. You could just see it. For whatever reason, very often there are no fathers, no biological fathers, and very often no even just substitute fathers, stepfathers in there. And so that was a pervasive reality. But when we saw a family where the mother was not capable of being present for whatever reason, we started to see this young man will grow up to be the most dangerous kid in the neighborhood. So we would identify them, you know, and say, it's time, we need to, what I would say is, we got to love bomb him. We got to love bomb JoJo. You know, I would say, we picked one or two kids since we need to love bomb them. We need to whatever it takes them. So one kid, actually started to beat up he was only like 3 foot tall, and he started to pommel my youth pastor. He was so angry, and then he brought a little gang of junior high school kids to attack, climbed over fences to attack. He was so full of rage, and his heart was so just lost in the mess. And so we just kept love bombing him. And we were able to finally get him redirected, and he started to do much, much better. We have the capability, the potential to be true community healers, and the way that we've been seeking to be good shepherds through the entire valley of the shadow of death that many of our NYCHA adjacent or public housing adjacent kids grow into. Sometimes it's just too hard. Sometimes the negative influences are too strong, and we can't just do a little touch here and there. We have to shepherd stay the whole haul. So we've been trying to be with them in the when the family's in crisis with Care Portal. We're trying to cover them with literacy if they're struggling to read, so that they have a future and a hope, a chance, a shot at an education. And then with leadership development and mentoring in middle school and high school, we're seeing that as we complete this continuum of care, we're seeing not only families and individuals, but communities start to come alive. The violence drops, and the beauty starts to rise. So we've been excited about the opportunity. I love that Care Portal and Promise 686 have been such a powerful, just a joint force. And we really, we would love to see hundreds of churches. How many churches do you have now on Care Portal in the New York Metro, Mark?
Right now there are 78.
78. Yeah. There should be 1,000 churches. So with 78, that's been $500,000 in care.
Yes.
Has come alongside. How many children were served with that?
Over 1,700 kids.
1,700 kids. Yeah. Imagine we had 1,000 churches.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine we had 1,000 churches, big and small,
yep.
You know, or 1,000 businesses,
yeah.
You know, just, you know, businesses that care coming alongside. This enables the church to sometimes, you know, when you're a little church in a tough hood, you don't have finances. You don't have the capacity to really care for families at some levels of crises. But together, we can care for everyone. So we praise God for you. We're so thankful to have this time together with you. Mark Atkinson from Care Portal and Melissa Page from Promise 686. Thank you so much for being here with us on the Jesus Week radio broadcast. God bless you, and please stay in touch with us at JesusWeekMovement.org and UrbanHopeNYC.org, and we'll be able to connect you with all of the ministries that we're doing in order to bring healing and hope and the love of Jesus to our cities. God bless you. We'll be right back.